Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 61 of the year, Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Bluegrass State today. Kentucky, we are looking at District 3, which is entirely contained within Jefferson County. It is the urban, diverse, and cosmopolitan heart of Louisville. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker who holds a completely unique position in the halls of Congress. He is the absolute lone blue star in his state's delegation. We are talking about Democrat Morgan McGarvey.
Stephen, being the only Democrat representing Kentucky in Congress comes with a massive amount of pressure. For years, that seat was held by the legendary John Yarmuth. When Yarmuth retired, Morgan McGarvey had some very big shoes to fill. But McGarvey was already battle-tested. He spent a decade in the Kentucky State Senate, where he actually rose to become the minority floor leader. He spent his entire career in state politics fighting against a massive Republican supermajority. So he completely understands how to be the progressive anchor in a deeply conservative state and how to govern effectively from the minority.
And he took that exact same tactical mindset with him to Capitol Hill. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he secured seats on the Small Business Committee, the Veterans Affairs Committee, and the incredibly powerful House Budget Committee. And he uses that budget seat to play fierce defense. While the conservative majority has been trying to slash federal spending, McGarvey has been fighting tooth and nail against cuts to Medicaid and Head Start, arguing that stripping those programs would absolutely devastate working-class families in Louisville.
And we also have to highlight his incredible work on child safety. Recently, there has been this alarming trend across several states rolling back youth labor laws, basically letting kids work overnight shifts in dangerous jobs. McGarvey stepped up and co-founded the Congressional Child Labor Prevention Task Force. He is actively demanding that the Department of Labor aggressively crack down on corporations that are exploiting children to boost their profit margins.
But while he is working on those long-term structural issues, his early 2026 has been defined by massive, explosive clashes with the new Trump administration. McGarvey is not backing down an inch. Just last week, on February 24th, 2026, he made national headlines by officially boycotting the State of the Union address.
He released a blistering statement right before the speech. He stated that he refused to attend because he believes the new administration is normalizing violence and actively sliding the country into authoritarianism. He told the voters of Louisville, "We cannot pretend these are normal times." It was a very stark, very uncompromising line in the sand.
And that combative stance extends directly into foreign policy. Just a few days ago, on February 28th, the administration launched military strikes against Iran, calling for regime change. McGarvey immediately went on the offensive. He publicly condemned the president for starting a war in the Middle East without the approval of the American people. He is currently demanding that the Speaker of the House reconvene Congress immediately so they can force a vote on the Iran War Powers Resolution. He is fiercely determined to keep American troops out of another unauthorized conflict.
But it hasn't just been a year of fighting. He has also had some massive victories for his district on the economic front. In mid-February, the Supreme Court officially ruled that the president's sweeping new global tariffs were illegal. McGarvey celebrated the decision, and he specifically pointed out how much those tariffs were hurting Kentucky. He noted that the trade war was literally wiping Kentucky bourbon off the shelves in Canada and costing everyday Louisville families an extra $1,300 a year just to buy basic goods.
And he pairs that economic defense with incredible hyper-local deliverables because he knows that foreign policy and Supreme Court rulings are important, but people also care about their neighborhoods. Last month, he announced that he secured over $12.3 million in federal funding for Jefferson County. He got over $1 million to replace 1,700 lead service water lines for free. He secured another million to upgrade the sewers in West Louisville to finally fix persistent odor issues. He secured money for a homeless youth shelter and for new paratransit vehicles.
He is making sure the federal government continues to invest directly into the streets of Louisville. And because his district is so deeply Democratic, it is a D plus 10 district, his 2026 Democratic primary was actually canceled due to a lack of opposition. He is incredibly secure in his seat, which gives him the complete freedom to be the unapologetic voice of the opposition in Washington.
The state Senate minority leader who learned how to fight from the ropes.
The progressive champion of the bluegrass state.
That is Representative Morgan McGarvey. That is our profile for Kentucky's 3rd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.